This week, NHPR is looking at issues around work in our economy during the recession. Employment is up, but the types of jobs have changed. As part of our series, How We Work, 5 years later, we're talking with Dennis DeLay. He's an economist with the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Dennis, first, what did the recession do to New Hampshire's economy and the job sector specifically?
Well, I think the Great Recession that started late 2007, early 2008, fundamentally changed every sector of the New Hampshire economy. In manufacturing, we lost about 11,000 jobs. In the first 3 years of the recession, we lost about 6,500 jobs. In the construction sector, about 9,000 jobs. In trade and transportation, about the only sectors of the economy that grew were in the education and health services sector of the economy, which doesn't seem to be affected by economic winds blowing either north or south. And the government sector added about 1,000 jobs. Of course, we had at that time the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a decline in the government sector of about 4,200 jobs, and that includes state, local, and federal jobs. So a lot of that is tied to declining school enrollment.
So where are we now in terms of employment numbers? Before recession, I'm saying about 6 years ago, we were running under 4% here in the state, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And now where are we?
Well, the unemployment rate peaked at close to 7% in New Hampshire. At the same time, it was peaking close to about 10% in the
U.S. It has gone down slightly.
And it's gone down. Our unemployment rate right now is about 5.2% in New Hampshire. But in a fully functioning New Hampshire economy that's running on all cylinders, we'd expect to see an unemployment rate of about 3.5%.
And the numbers suggest that we'll see employment levels back up to where they were before the recession sometime next spring. But those jobs are not necessarily in the same league as before, are they? I mean, we're talking about lower wage sectors like retail and much less in like construction and tech.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't recovered the jobs that we lost in the manufacturing sector or the construction sector. We're seeing a lot of growth now in leisure and hospitality, and those jobs tend to pay about half the average wage that we see in the rest of the New Hampshire economy. We're seeing some growth in professional and business services, which is, again, a fairly high-paying sector.
What kind of jobs are we talking about there?
Those are jobs in engineering and consulting firms, architectural firms, computer services. So that, I think, is the good news in the economic recovery.
Okay, so that's a sizable sector, but are we drawing people into the state for those jobs?
Well, here's the thing that's different about this economic recovery. Usually when the New Hampshire economy grows, we see 10 to 20,000 people a year on net move into the state. They take new jobs, they build houses or move into the houses that are already here, they bring kids into the school system. In this economic recovery, in the last 4 or 5 years, we've only seen 1 year where we had a few hundred people move into the state on net. So I think part of the explanation for why we're not seeing a lot of migration into New Hampshire now has to do with slow job growth and the kind of thing we were just talking about, the quality of those jobs. But it also has to do with the fact that right now the Massachusetts economy is doing better than the New Hampshire economy.
Overall, the population in New Hampshire is said to be graying. It has for a while. Is that accelerating in the recession?
Because we're not seeing people move in, and it always tends to be younger people with families that tend to move into the state. Because we're not seeing that happening now, I think it's likely that New Hampshire's population is going to age a little quicker than we had first thought a couple of years ago. It's coming, and it's coming fairly quickly. So what's likely to happen in the future is we'll see continuing school enrollment declines. We'll probably see more pressure on local taxes, not in terms of expenditures, but in terms of the ability to capture revenue. And I think that's got really implications for what happens in the local government sector and school districts in the coming years.
So where do you imagine the jobs numbers will be, say, a year from now?
we'll probably have more jobs in professional and business services, more jobs in leisure and hospitality, fewer jobs than we had 5 years ago in manufacturing and construction. I do expect over the longer term, you know, after next year and into 2015, 2016, that we'll see some sustained growth in consumer spending and in the housing sector, and that'll tend to boost the New Hampshire economy going forward.
Dennis DeLay is an economist with the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. Dennis, thanks so much for coming by.
Great to be here.